Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
By Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street. If you haven't been to Urban Obsession before, they are a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and Nova Lash eyelash extensions.
It's where Jackie and I both get our hair did, so make sure you go there. Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street, and tell them that we sent you there.
Hello, and welcome to the Gray and Green Show. It's Jackie Green, and today we are talking to Rachel. So I gave her a call. We're going to chit-chat with her, see how baby Quinn is doing, just learn everything that's going on in Rachel's life, catching up with her. And we're going to find out the answer to the big question that I know has been burning in your mind. Did Rachel poop when giving birth to Quinn? Let's find out.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing. Just feeding the baby, hanging out, being dirty.
Being dirty.
I know. I need to shower, like, for real.
Dude, well, that's like my life. I never shower.
I know, you always tell me you never shower. I get really greasy hair, like, after one day, like, I have to.
Yeah, you've got thick hair, though. I've got, my hair is so fine, and, like, if I don't shower, it gets a little bigger, and I like it.
You like it?
It gives me a little more volume.
Yeah. You know, there is, like, I saw this whole thing on E! About this country singer. I think her name is Kacey Musgraves. Anyway, she goes like 12 days without showering her hair because her stylist demands it so that he can make it real fluffy and tease it up and make it cool.
Dude, I saw her. She opened for Katy Perry a few years ago in Grand Rapids.
Oh my God, I did not see that.
Yeah, she was kind of boring, but she did have good hair.
She was kind of boring. How is your day? What's going on with you?
I leave tonight for the pageant, so I'm kind of like running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Oh my God, that's right. You're going to Georgia.
Georgia.
Georgia. Where? What part of Georgia are you going to?
I'm going to Savannah, and Tony and Michelle from Tony Gates Morning Show will be out in Atlanta the same time I'm in Savannah.
Oh my gosh, Jackie, you should go sneak into that.
It's a big convention.
It's so fun.
I kind of thought about it. I'm like, I wonder how long the drive would be, but it's an hour flight, so it's got to be a long drive, like 3-4 hours.
Oh, from Savannah to Atlanta, it's an hour flight? Yeah, you're probably right. I think you'll be in Savannah and they'll be in Atlanta.
I know, that'd be sweet, though.
Yeah, no kidding. God, are you so excited, though? Is Jimmy going with you or no?
No, he's staying home. We didn't want to travel with the baby, so we're like, I'll just stay home with her. And I'm like, great, I'll go all alone.
Well, that sucks. You got nobody to cheer you on?
No, but I've got a girlfriend that's competing in a different division who's there, and she's staying with me in the hotel, so I at least have a friend.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
And her family's there, so they'll cheer me on.
Yeah. So what is this pageant exactly?
It's the one we've been talking about the last few months, Miss Michigan U.S. Continental. I'm now going to the national pageant in Georgia.
Oh, so you could be Miss U.S. Continental.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. That's tight.
Yeah.
Are you excited? What are you wearing? Like, how many outfits are you bringing?
Oh, my God. I've overpacked. I have, like, a million outfits in my bag. But I'm excited because I have a new evening gown I haven't worn yet, so I'm kind of pumped to wear it. And it should be fun.
Oh, my God. You have to send me pictures.
Yeah, dude, I will. I will for sure send you pictures.
Send me snaps. I snap Quinn all day long.
Oh, good idea.
My family, anyway.
Dude, yeah, I haven't checked Snap in a while. Are there any good Quinn snaps on there right now?
Not on my story. I don't put that much on my story of her, but I'll send a lot to, like, my family and friends. I feel like, I don't know, I worry about people on the internet.
No, I think that's probably...
I don't put, like, that much up.
That's something that I feel like I should worry more about, but I don't.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe I'm over-paranoid. Who knows? I just get really stressed about, like, I don't know, like, somebody thought something was wrong with her because I waited, like, 4 days to put anything on Facebook.
What?
Like, really? Is that the world we live in? Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's weird.
Crazy. It's kind of like... I wanted her to be mine for as long as possible before I shared it with everybody else.
And that's not, you don't, it wasn't a person you even know?
Yeah. Somebody, not like really well, but I know them.
Okay, at least it wasn't like a listener.
No, it wasn't a listener. But it was like a friend of a friend that texted another girl and was like, hey, Rachel hasn't put anything on Facebook yet. Like, is everything okay with the baby? Like, are you kidding me?
Just because it's not on Facebook?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Facebook rules the world.
I know. It's stupid, though.
It's crazy to think that, like, so I was watching a TV show just yesterday, yeah. And it did, like, a flashback, like, 2007, and the girl was talking about social media, and she's like, there's this new thing on the rise called Facebook, and it made me think, oh, my God, 10 years ago, I barely used Facebook. What was Facebook?
Oh, really? Like, 2004 was when I got Facebook because I went to college.
Yeah, I got it in 2004, but in 2007, it's still, I mean, it was half of what it is now.
Oh, no, I agree. Not even half.
Right.
But I think, yeah, I think that for sure it definitely rules the world. Like, today is Aaron's grandma's birthday. She's 81 today. So I was going to put up a picture of Quinn and say, happy birthday, Grandma, only because even she at 81 years old will absolutely love that because she loves Facebook.
Right, because she gets on Facebook. Back in 07 when we had it, like, you had to still plug in your old camera to your computer and upload your photos, and they took, like, an hour.
Right, no, for sure. And then you had to make an album and all this stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you could only have, like, 20 photos an album or something like that, and then you'd have to make another one.
Thank God you can't see the photos of me from college anymore. Like, I changed my page up so you can't see any of those pictures.
What? Why? I want to see them.
Oh, my God. There was, like, me doing beer bongs in my dorm and, like, just being wasted at parties. There's literally a picture of me covered in red Jell-O because I Jell-O wrestled. I'm not kidding.
That is my favorite thing.
On the internet.
Dude, I had so many photos like that, and then I converted my friend page into a fan page thinking it would just save.
Yep.
All the photos were gone.
Yep. I heard that happened. So before I made my page a fan page, I saved everything I wanted to keep.
Oh, I was so mad. How will I prove to Greenlee that I was cool?
Oh, you'll be a cool older mom.
Do you look better right now in the position you're in right this instant or in those photos?
That's true. I was quite a bit thinner in college.
No, I mean, because you said you look like a hot mess right now, but you said you didn't want anyone to see those photos. Which is better?
Oh, yeah. Okay, which is better? I'm just going to say I looked better in college.
Really? Even covered in Jell-O?
Well, maybe not covered in Jell-O, but in some of those party pictures, yeah.
Well, yeah, some of them, I'm sure. Me too.
4 o'clock in the morning for the morning show. I mean, I just look tired. I look haggard.
When I saw you just a week or two ago, I thought you looked really good.
You did?
You were
that's really nice.
You said forewarning. I don't look very good. And I was like, okay. And I walked in and I'm like, damn, Rachel looks really good with no makeup on.
Oh, well, thank you. That's really nice. I think I'm going to go to the cottage this weekend and see if I can get some sun.
Yeah.
I'm turning into powder. I got to get out of the house.
I'm turning into powder.
Seriously. I don't like being this white.
Will it be Quinn's first trip to the cottage?
It will be Quinn's first trip to the cottage. This is exciting. I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. She's so cute.
I know. We have this little dome thing that we got. And it has a canopy that comes over top, and she can, like, chill in that down by the water.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm excited.
How's it going otherwise? Like, how often is she getting up, all that good stuff?
Well, last night, man, we did not get a lot of sleep. I don't know if we had gas or what, but I think that, like, I'm breastfeeding her, I'm not getting her enough food. Like, she passes out on me. I have to wake her up. It takes 45 minutes, and, like, I think that I'm going to start, like, giving her pumped breast milk bottles at night and see if that helps her sleep more.
Because then
she's waking up hungry.
Yeah, and then you can monitor how many ounces she gets at a time.
Right. Then I know she's getting, like, I just gave her a bottle right now because I'm doing an experiment today to see how she acts afterwards.
Oh.
Yesterday, I gave her the boob for, like, almost an hour, and then an hour and a half later, she was hungry again. Like,
oh, my God.
This is not right. I know. It's been a little demanding, so we're gonna try and mix it up today.
Is she taking the bottle pretty good?
Oh, yeah. She loves it.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Faster, too. My God.
She's like, this milk is just flowing.
I know, right? And it's not turning my nippers to tire rubber.
And it's not turning my nipples into something I hate.
Right, exactly.
How do they look now? Remember, it wasn't that long ago we had an episode where we were flashing our nips. How are they looking?
They are looking pretty much the same.
Good.
They are tougher, though. I think they are just a little bit tougher. They're not quite as dark. They lightened up a little bit.
That's good, right? That's what you wanted.
Yes, because my nipples turned like a totally different color.
We've got normal nipples again.
I seriously like woke up one morning and I was like, oh my God, Aaron, why are my nipples so dark right now? So I Googled it and apparently it's like a hormone thing, like when you get pregnant, I don't know.
You got them brown nips.
Brown is a dark nipple.
Did we ever talk about, like, you said on our last podcast before you had the baby that you were going to talk about whether you pooped or not? Did we talk about that?
Oh, we did not. Okay, so during, here's the honest to God truth. So I asked for that mirror to come in when I did, when I was having Quinn, and I could see everything.
Like, oh my God.
Everything. So if I did, I didn't see it. So I thought, there's no way I didn't, because everybody does. And I said to Aaron, I go, okay, you got to be, like, this was 2 days after Clint was here. I go, okay, you got to be honest. Did I crap on the table? And he goes, Rachel, if you crapped on the table, I did not see it. I don't think you did.
Yes!
All day long, this is good, you're going to die. All day long, I was thinking to myself, make sure you poop before they ask you to push.
Make sure you poop before you push.
Right, but they wouldn't give me any food anyway because I was induced on that Pitocin.
Weren't you hungry?
No. I think I had, like, adrenaline pump through me. I was fine. I really was okay not eating. I didn't eat for, like, 24 hours.
Oh, my God. So
that's part of the reason I think I didn't crap on the table.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that.
I know. And that was the first time I think I've ever seen my butthole.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen mine.
Like, I've never, like, taken a good look at a little gander at it, to be honest with you.
Was it weird watching your, like, lady bits stretch out like that?
It was, but it was also kind of like, oh, my God, she's almost here. Oh, my God, I can see her head. Oh, my God, just one more push. Like, it was really good incentive to, like, keep going. But, like, when you stretch out like that, you don't feel anything. You go numb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, all the nerve endings are being stretched out.
So it hurts, numb.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
So you can't really feel, like, it's amazing how our bodies work. Like, you can't really feel when you're stretched like that and she's coming out.
Oh, my
God. You can feel her coming out. Like, I could feel her, but I couldn't feel the pain of the stretching.
Right.
Yeah.
Holy Hannah.
So that's it. It was kind of bananas. But, like, I'm so glad that I got that mirror to see her come out, because I danced around whether or not I could do that for a long time. But then finally when they said push, I was like, I want a mirror.
Did you see the whole, like, all the way out, or just her head, or the whole thing?
I saw the whole thing go
down. Holy crap, Rachel.
It was crazy. It was crazy. And I'm so glad I saw it. And I asked Aaron, so were you looking in the mirror? He goes, no, my vantage point was over top. So when she came out, she was looking up at Aaron and the nurse.
Oh!
I know. Isn't that weird?
She's like, hi, Dad.
When I think about it. Yeah. So I was talking to, you'll love this, I was talking to the doctor in there, and I said, I go, okay, like, because I was waiting for her to tell me to push that placenta out, which, by the way, I barely even remember, and I barely had to push for. I mean, I was already all stretched out anyway. But she asked if I was going to keep it or something. And I was like, oh, no, I think that thing's gross. And she got all weird with me. I was like, it is so beautiful. That's how your baby survives in your womb. Like, this is what she does, and I get it. But at the same time, I was like, girl, like, just admit it. It's kind of gross.
What did she want you to do with it? She wants you to eat it?
No, she didn't want me to eat it. She just asked, they give you the option if you want to, because you can have it freeze-dried and turned into pill form to eat.
Oh.
Yeah, two of my girlfriends did it.
Really?
Yeah, it has something to do with it. There's no scientific backing on this. This is why I did not do it. If there was, like, maybe real proof on it, I would have done it, maybe. But I guess this, as the story goes, you're pumped full of hormones when you're having a baby, when you're pregnant. And then when you give birth, your hormones significantly drop. And they think that eating the placenta helps hormones level off so you don't get postpartum depression. That's what the hippy dippies that eat their placenta think.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think if I didn't have to see the placenta and I didn't know what it looked like and they just took it away and then put it in pills, I could do it. But if I had to see it first, maybe. Game over.
Once again, though, no doctor has proven this. So until that happens, I'm not eating my placenta. That's gross.
Now, I need, like, some scientific evidence here.
Right. Aaron saw it. I didn't see it.
What did it look like?
He said it just looked like a piece of meat. Like, he said it was quite bloody and, like, gross. But, like, he said he got a real good look at it. I was like, why? I was too busy holding her, so I wasn't paying attention. But I was like, why did you stare at it? He's like, I had to see it.
That's nuts.
I know.
Have you been able, you probably haven't listened to the podcast at all since maternity leave?
No, I haven't even listened to the morning show. Like, I feel like I'm so busy all the time.
No, understandable. Well, the reason I ask is because we've been keeping our FMK game alive, like hardcore. And last week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Last week we did Dead Presidents.
Oh, that's fun.
So we did Calvin Coolidge, JFK, and Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, I don't know what Calvin Coolidge did for the world. Do you?
No, I killed him dead.
I guess I'll kill him because I don't know what he did.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm marrying Abe, but I'm banging JFK.
See, I think that's what I did, too. That's what I did, too.
Yeah. The reason I'm marrying Abe because he's honest Abe. I mean, he's got one hell of a track record for being a good guy.
Right.
JFK possibly was slutting around with Marilyn Monroe at one point. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Literally, exactly what I said.
Really?
Yeah. So what should we FMK this week?
What should you FMK this week? I'm trying to think. You know what? I also think that FMK should be gender neutral. You should do women, too.
We did women last week, too. We did the wives of those presidents. So we had Jackie Kennedy, we had Grace Coolidge, and Mary Todd Lincoln.
Oh, my God, you guys. That's super funny. You did the wives of the dead presidents. Okay. I'm trying to think.
Do you watch Orange is the New Black?
I do, but I haven't watched, I haven't watched the last two seasons. Like, I should catch up.
Oh, so you're behind. You're behind.
Yeah, I'm a little bit behind. What if you did, actors over 50? Like, do all dudes that have, that are a little bit older. Like, you could do a George Clooney. Who else is really attractive that's older? Ooh, we're old rockers. You could do Steven Tyler, Mick Jagger, and a third one.
Nikki Sixx.
You like Nikki Sixx?
Yeah, he plays bass. My husband plays bass. I'm into it.
Motley Crue, right?
Yep, yep.
Yeah. There you go. I honestly would probably kill Nikki Sixx. And then I would definitely, not even a question, marry Steven Tyler and probably bang Mick Jagger.
I would. Yeah, I'd have to bang Mick Jagger because I couldn't bang Steven Tyler. His mouth just drives me nuts. I think I'd marry Nikki Sixx because I just like his radio show and he cracks me up. And then
I never heard it.
Oh, yeah, he's on the radio.
Oh, I had no idea.
And then I'd totally kill Steven Tyler.
You would? Oh, I love Steven Tyler.
He looks so weird. He looks like an elderly woman.
I'm not.
Dude, Toads does.
Can you hear this little mom crying in here?
She's like, Mama, what are you doing?
I know. We're going to try a nap today. I'm really bad at the nap while she naps. I need to get better at it.
Dude, I was terrible at that. It was hard.
It is really hard. And, I just want to do stuff around the house because she's quiet for a few hours.
Yeah, while she's finally asleep, you're like, dude, now I'm alone. I want to do something.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, I'm going to try a nap when she does because we didn't sleep much last night. But let me know, what are you going to play that with Kelsey when she gets on?
Yeah, I'll probably play with Kelsey later today. We're trying to figure out when we can do it today, so hopefully this isn't just mini-sode only for this week. We'll find out.
Oh, jeez, Kelsey, come on.
Well, it's not her schedule, it's my schedule because I'm leaving soon. I still have a lot of work to do.
Oh, got you. Well, let me know what she decides. I want to know who she MSKs.
Either way, I'll ask her and we'll give you the...
Lowdown.
The lowdown.
All right. Well, have a good day today.
Thanks. You have a good one, Quinny. I love you. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, keep me updated on what's going on while you're in Georgia. I want to hear all about it.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll text you and Snapchat you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Jack.
All right. You have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
I love baby Quinn. I want to see her more. I need to go make a visit soon because baby Quinn is the cutest little thing. You have to see more pictures. I'll put some up on the Facebook page soon because she's growing like a weed, I swear. Anyway, find us on iTunes. Rate the show. We love when you give us ratings. Email us. Find us on Facebook. And make sure you comment on Facebook for your FMK this week. We want to know what you think. Do you agree with us? Sames? Samesies? Difference? Let us know. Okay. Bye.